what true love should it be? I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Where it ends.
Highs of aloft around 58. Today, under sunny skies, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 31 tonight. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs of aloft around 53. Bright sunshine Monday with highs in the mid-60s. Slight chance for snow Tuesday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicic on KOKK. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free. All of my boys and me. By 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time. And I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Always here to inform you, Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. A full scoreboard this morning. We'll start off with state wrestling, final day of the state individual wrestling tournament, Class A and Class B in Sioux Falls. Huron Tigers have one in the finals, one wrestler remaining today. Moses Gross, for a third straight year, will wrestle for a state title. Moses, in the 150-pound semifinal yesterday, defeated Keaton Vessels of West Central by pin at 3 minutes 37 seconds. He now draws Joseph Nadig of Sturgis to wrestle for the title. Both wrestlers have one loss on the season. Moses won a state title 2 years ago at 132, lost in the finals at 145 last year. Now, as I said, third straight year in the finals at 150. The rest of the Tiger wrestlers were eliminated yesterday and will not place. Aiden Zabeski at 132, Law Doso at 138, TJ Lean 157, and Lucas Shaparo at 165 all lost in the first round wrestlebacks and were eliminated. Brian Ramirez at 215 lost in the second round wrestlebacks and was eliminated as well. Class A team boys run, Sturgis look pretty much in control, 170.5 points, Pierce second at 150. For the Huron girls, three wrestlers were in the tournament and all have been eliminated. Natu Yee at 100, Shaylee Saw at 107. Both won their first round wrestlebacks yesterday, but then lost in the second round and were eliminated. Kaylee Bowden at 138 lost in the first round wrestlebacks and was eliminated as well. Tight team race for the girls. Pierre has 128 points and Canton has 127. Moving to a Class B results, Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Woolsey, Wessington has Holden Havlick in the finals. He picked up a semifinal decision over Caleb Rickenback of Hot Springs. Havlick will wrestle undefeated Levi Wyman of Parkston for the championship. Caden Carter at 120 lost in the semifinals, lost his wrestle back. He'll wrestle for fifth place. Jackson Carter at 113 will wrestle for third place. Miller Highmore Herald, Kellen Hurd is in the finals at 138. He picked up a semifinal win by foul over Connor Geed of Kingsbury County. Other results for Miller Highmore Herald, Chase Hurd at 106 will wrestle for fifth. Talon Ping, 120, wrestles for seventh. Jordan Schaefer, 126. Tegan Foreman at 144 will wrestle for fifth. Ryder Rowland at 157. Colby Colda at 175 will wrestle for seventh. Kingsbury County, Gannon Gilligan at lost a semifinal at 126. He will wrestle for third. Connor Geed at 138 lost semifinal will wrestle for third. Connor Johnson at 215 will wrestle for seventh. Class B team a run. Canton's in first place at 146. Badlands second at 138.5. Again, the state wrestling tournaments will wrap up today. This morning, they will wrestle out the places third through eighth, and then championship matches will begin at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We turn the page to basketball in Class A and Class B boys. Teams wrapping up the regular season last night. Iroquois Lake Preston defeated Sunshine Bible 61-38. Josh McMaster's 30 points to lead ILP. Lucas Pesky added 13. Hitchcock Tulare top Northwestern 66-57. Eric Salmon, 35 points, 10 rebounds. Jackson Maynard, 16 points, 10 rebounds. Wessington Springs rolled to a 67-49 win over Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and Miller edged Highmore Herald 58-56. Meanwhile, double-A teams are still playing. Huron Tigers are finished up, but some teams finished last night. The rest of double-A will finish up their seasons today, regular seasons, as it were. Girls basketball double-A last night, O'Gorman completed an undefeated regular season. They defeated number 2 Mitchell 51-35. Stevens topped Washington 52-42. Brookings rolled over Sturgis 54-20. Sioux Falls Jefferson defeated Aberdeen 59-29. Rapid City Central 58, Sioux Falls Lincoln 29. Pier, a nice win. They defeat Sioux Falls Roosevelt 56-32. Spearfish 59, Yankton 42. And Brookings defeated Sturgis 54-20. Double A boys scores last night. Mitchell, the top seed for Double A, defeated O'Gorman 60-50. Jefferson 65, Aberdeen 34. Roosevelt defeated Pier 68-61. Harrisburg 53, Watertown 37. Washington edged Stevens 58-55. Brookings 61, Sturgis 48. And Spearfish edged Yankton 52-47. And that's the rundown of our basketball scores from last night. Still a little more to go here. Boys hockey last night here on closed out the regular season at home, hosting Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls wins 5-2. Ethan Bush, Jack Campbell scored the goals for the Stars. College basketball out of the Northern Sun. Women's finals, Northern edged Augustana 60-57. Sioux Falls 66, Moorhead 54. Men's finals, Augustana 100, Northern 73. Minnesota Moorhead defeated Sioux Falls 82-70. And that is the rundown of the scores from last night. A look at the schedule for today. State wrestling tournament, as I mentioned earlier, will wrap up at the Denny in Sioux Falls. Of course, first year of this three-day event where it's just the individual tournament. And, of course, as I also mentioned earlier, I think there's a total of five AA basketball games to be played out this afternoon. And then we'll find out what the Sodak 16 matchups are probably late this evening. Here on Tigers, as it stands now, by the way, the boys would be at home hosting Sioux Falls Lincoln. The girls would be on the road and going out to a pier. But, again, those matchups could change here by the end of the day. A little more clarity on that as both coaches Kaufman and Budenhagen are coming in for Dakota Sports Saturday this morning. The boys basketball Class A and Class B brackets are set after games yesterday. Area matchups that are coming up on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday next week. Region 1B, number 5 seed Hitchcock Tulair will play number 4 seed Warner. Region 2B, DeSmits, the top seed. They'll get the winner of Arlington-Flandreau Indian School. 4 seed Dubrook plays number 5 seed James Valley Christian. 7 seed Oldham Ramona Rutland plays number 2 seed Castlewood. 6 seed Iroquois Lake Preston plays number 3 seed Woolsey Wessington. Right now our plan is to have Iroquois Lake Preston, Woolsey Wessington, and Dubrook James Valley Christian on the air on Tuesday. Region 5B, Wessington Springs, the top seed. They'll get the winner of the play-in game, Avon and Colombe. Region 6B, Fulton is the top seed. They'll get the winner of Sunshine Bible, Harriet Selby. Highmore Herald as the number 5 seed. They'll play number 4 seed Ipswich. Region 1A, number 8 seed Redfield plays top seed Groton. Region 5A, Sanborn Central Woonsocket, the 5 seed, plays number 4 seed Platte Geddes. Region 6A, number 7 seed Miller plays number 2 seed Cheyenne Eagle Butte. And that's what some of the area region boys basketball matchups are for next week. Next Thursday, of course, is the Sodak 16 for girls basketball in Class A. In Class B, two area teams with a chance to advance to state tournaments. In Class B, number 8 seed Lemon will play number 9 seed James Valley Christian, 6:30 start in Gettysburg, so that's their neutral site. And in Class A, Miller, the number 15 seed, will play number 2 seed Sioux Falls Christian and McCook Central School in Salem. The rest of the matchups, there are two Class A matchups to be played at the Huron Arena at 5:30 next Thursday. Number 6 seed T Area plays number 11 seed Mobridge. Then number 7 seed Aberdeen Roncalli plays number 10 seed Mount Vernon Plankinton. Other Class A matchups for next Thursday, girls, top seed Sisseton plays number 16 seed Tri-Valley in Watertown. 3 seed Flandreau plays number 14 Hill City in Chamberlain. Number 4 Vermilion plays number 13 Winter at Menno High School. Number 5 seed Mapialuta, that is the school known as Red Cloud as well, plays number 12 seed Belle Fouche at Hot Springs. Number 8 seed Hanson plays number 9 seed Florence Henry at Madison. Class B matchups, top seed Arlington plays number 16 seed Gayville Volan at Madison. Two seed Harding County plays number 15 Northwestern at Timber Lake High School. Three seed Centerville plays number 14 Trip Delmont Armor at Irene Wakanda. Four seed Ethan plays number 13 Andy Central Dakota Christian at Parkston. Number 5 seed Wall plays number 12 seed Coleman Egan at Stanley County. 6 seed Warner plays number 11 Harriet Selby at Ipswich. Number 7 seed Lyman plays number 10 seed Kadoka in Murdo. And that is the rundown of the girls SODAC 16 games. Quick reminder, coming up on Tuesday, Tiger Roar Booster Club postseason potluck for Huron Tiger Wrestling will be at 6 o'clock. High School Commons, everyone is welcome to attend. Lots to talk about this morning. Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 12 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. We'll talk here on Tiger Basketball with head coaches Cody Kaufman and Tim Budenhagen. We'll preview next week's SODAC 16 girls game for James Valley Christian with head coach Krista Robinson, and also get our monthly update from Joey Mitchell, executive director at the Nordby Center for Recreation. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 12 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture, and Rich, let's talk President's Day. You got a great President's Day sale going on right now here in Huron.
Up to 60% off list prices throughout the store. We've got some amazing doorbusters, reclining sofa for $6.98 with a free recliner. We've got a sectional with a free ottoman for $12.94. Amazing mattress specials up to $800 off of Stearns & Foster, $500 off of Tempur-Pedic and Sealy. Lazy Boy recliners starting at $397, dining room sets, bedroom sets, you name it. Again, 60% off. We've got no interest for 36 months. And again, as we always say, no interest financing can be combined with the sale price. You don't have to choose either or. You can do that extended financing and get the sale prices and get the doorbuster special. We now carry purple here at Slumberland as well. So swing on in. We've got amazing doorbusters, amazing specials throughout the store here at Slumberland.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. First up, we talk here on Tiger Boys basketball with head coach Tim Budenhagen. The Tigers split their two games this week. A close win over O'Gorman Tuesday to wrap up the home schedule. Then a loss to Brandon Valley to wrap up the regular season on Thursday. And coach, kind of a tale of two games. You really kind of put most of the focus on O'Gorman, as that was a team that we felt we needed to beat to get a home game in the SODAC. We were able to do that. Slow start, but then played it even, and then had chances to put OG away, but never were, but got the win at the end, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I thought we put a lot of, you know, stress on our guys the week before against Watertown. That didn't come, you know, that didn't work out well for us, didn't play very well, and then all of a sudden, hey, we need this one because it's 8-9 matchup. We're 8, they're 9. I thought we'd slow start, things didn't really go our way to begin with. And then all of a sudden, we started to click defensively, started getting stops, starting to finally put the ball in the basket. They turned the ball over a couple times, were able to get within two at halftime, and then come out of the gate. And I thought we took seized control of the game by keeping O'Gorman out of the paint, making it tough for him to score. Rebounding really well, and then moving the basketball, and luckily hit some shots at timely times.
You know, you give O'Gorman credit. You know, we felt like we had them on the ropes a couple of different times, and they just found a way to keep back in it. And even the final play of the game, they had 3 seconds, had it in their front court.
couldn't ask for a better look at a three to tie it, and it just came up a little short.
Well, and the nice thing is CJ was right there. I mean, he had his hands extended up in the kid's face, and he left it short. So, our defense, I think, give credit to our defense because we pushed them out away from the three-point line a little bit further than maybe what they wanted on that last play. But defensively, I thought O'Gorman were communicating. They're coming back to the bench. Yeah, we can do this. We went 1-3-1 a little bit. Didn't trap out of it. Blake played down low so he could go box to box. But if the ball went to the corner and Andy couldn't get there, then Andy sinks the block. Blake has to go out. I mean, things that we went over for about 30 seconds in practice, we had to put in play on Tuesday night, and the guys did it. So give those guys credit. We're starting to think the game. We're starting to become basketball IQ has risen over the year. We just got to continue to progress now.
You know, and when it comes to basketball, offensive stats are the stats that get all the notice. You know, Blake Elwine's been averaging a lot of points, especially since Christmas. But you were showing me some of the defensive stats Thursday night before Brandon Valley and some impressive numbers, and you start with C.J. Gainey.
Oh, absolutely. You look at his deflections, steals. I mean, those numbers are gaudy. I mean, you just go, wow. Look at those numbers. I think it's like 40 deflections, 60 steals. You don't see that very often in Class AA basketball because there's a lot of good guards. Go back to Tuesday night. We're in the 1-3-1. Ball's at top. CJ reads the skip pass from the top, grabs it with his left hand, and we're off and running. I mean, those are plays that don't get in the paper but are huge plays for us. You take a look at Blake Elwine, deflections, steals, 30 blocks, 6 charges. Gavin Moding, 23 to 30 deflections, 30 steals, 3 charges. I mean, all those plays.
3 charges and should have about 10 more.
Well, he's taking a lot of hits. He's got a lot of blocks. But those things add up when you take a look at the big picture. And you're right, those things go unnoticed, not unnoticed by me. And those are reasons why those guys get a lot of playing time.
You know, and C.J. Gainey, he's showing skills that show why college football coaches like to see their players play basketball. He's showing the skills that, well, that's what he wants to do next, play defensive backfield at Northern next year.
Well, basketball's a lot like football because you're not reading the quarterback, you're reading the passer. Well, wherever the passer's shoulders are pointed, basically that's where the pass is gonna go. So if you can read that and anticipate that, gives you a step quicker to the ball where you can pick it off. So you're exactly right. The anticipation skills that you need to play D-back also translate to the basketball floor.
And then looking past that, we go to a Thursday, Brandon Valley, and we just saw a little bit of a different Tiger team. Brandon Valley was hyped up for their game. It was their senior night. They had an impressive crowd there as well, and one felt we came out flat and in many ways just got flatter. And Brandon Valley, we also found, not the best matchup for the year on Tigers.
Yeah, not at that time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We had one day turnaround off an emotional game. We kind of exhaled because all of a sudden you win a game, you know you're going to get a home game. So I think our guys kind of exhaled. All right, we can relax now. And then, you know, we did a lot of different things on Wednesday, put some things in, zone offense. So just in case they went zone, put a couple man things in so we could run some things late in the shot clock just in case we needed them. So we did that. Really didn't go over, okay, this is who Brandon Valley is and this is what we got to stop. We knew inside, we're not dumb, but we knew inside we needed to be better. We just weren't for whatever reason. If we play them again, we might look at a different zone. But we just didn't have time to put that in. We just wanted to be who we are. Let's just go out and play, bust our tail, work hard on the defense end. Offensively, try to be aggressive. That just didn't work out for us on Thursday night for whatever reason. But you're right. I thought our guys lacked a little energy, lacked a little pep in our step. Next time we play them, I think it'd be a different story.
But, you know, there was one big bright spot, and that was Carson Evans off the bench. He challenged him, you know, that here's what we need you to do off the bench. And, boy, he responded well, led us in scoring, 16 points, four threes. And, you know, that's what he can bring to the team, but he can bring some other things as well. And he, I think he's, as a senior, he's figuring that out.
Yeah, it's not so much the shot making, it was the cutting to the basket, which we really need. You know, sometimes when we get double teamed, we kind of like to stand around the three-point line. Footy cut to the basket. Blake was able to hit him a couple different times for layups. I thought that helps our offensive movement. You're right. He was the one bright spot from the outside. He had some knocked down some outside shots. I thought Colton Ogle found us. You know, in the fourth quarter, finally found a stroke. Saw the ball go in. So that'll help him out. And then CJ, you know, finally saw the ball go in against.
He's been in a rut.
Right. He had been against Watertown and OG. And then he found the ball. He saw the ball go in fourth quarter. Two threes. Had a nice layup, running layup. Scored 10. So hopefully that all of a sudden now builds back our confidence and we're ready for the DAC 16.
Well, now we know we're home, and just how the things work with how those numbers crunch. We went into the night last night with the 8 seed, did not play. We wake up this morning with the 7 seed, and we will be at home. You are confident on that, and probably at least either the 6 or 7 seed. I don't think we're going to drop back to 8, so we know we're at the arena, and just a couple of things are neat. We have to wait out today's games to see who the opponent's going to be.
Yeah, for a guy that likes to be prepared, there's three scenarios out there.
And you really can't say, this is what I think's going to happen.
Right. If Lincoln wins, we know we'll play Lincoln. If Lincoln loses, Spearfish wins, then we'll play Pier. If Lincoln wins and if they both lose, Spearfish and Lincoln, then it'd be OG. So those are the scenarios out there. There's two scenarios where we play Lincoln, but the easiest way is if Lincoln wins, we play Lincoln. If Spearfish would win, Lincoln loses, we play Pierce. So for a person that really likes to be prepared, I'm going to be pacing all day watching scores.
Bottom line is you have a week. That game will be a week from today. Again, we know it will be at the arena. Just opponent will be known by the end of the day today. So, you know, we're in position, 12-8. The goal was 10. We hit that and then plus 2 and really felt like maybe we left a couple other games there that we could have won as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at the regular season, we've talked about this, at Watertown, at Brandon Valley, those were the two losses that, you know what, we just did not play very well. Everything else, you know, we played with anybody.
Yeah, really proud of the guys. You know, I thought the standard this year, you know, 10. If we can get to double digits this year, we progressed over, you know, last year. We're moving forward. We played competitively, but then all of a sudden you win 11. Now it's 12. Now you're looking like, you know what, we're a pretty good team. I think that down the stretch, I think this month we were 7-2 or 6-3. I think 7-2. So, you know, you can't say that those guys haven't worked hard. You can't say they haven't come to play, because every day in practice they come to work hard. They're a great bunch of guys to coach. No matter what happens next Saturday, I think, you know, we've taken a step forward and we're going to continue to progress.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Huron Tiger Boys, again, wrap up the regular season Thursday, 12-8. We'll be at home next Saturday, opponent to be determined. We'll be back on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. And Rich, let's talk President's Day. You've got a great President's Day sale going on right now here in Huron.
Up to 60% off list prices throughout the store. We've got some amazing doorbusters. Reclining sofa for $6.98 with a free recliner. We've got a sectional with a free ottoman for $12.94. Amazing mattress specials up to $800 off of Stearns & Foster. $500 off of Tempur-Pedic and Sealy. Lazy Boy recliners. Starting at $397, dining room sets, bedroom sets, you name it. Again, 60% off. We've got no interest for 36 months. And again, as we always say, no interest financing can be combined with the sale price. You don't have to choose either or. You can do that extended financing and get the sale prices and get the doorbuster special. We now carry purple here at Slumberland as well. So swing on in. We've got amazing doorbusters, amazing specials throughout the store here at Slumberland.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we visit with Krista Robinson, head coach of James Valley Christian Girls. James Valley has advanced to the SODAC 16 after wins this week in Region 2B, Woolsey-Wessington Tuesday and Dubrick Thursday, 15-6 record as they get set for a SODAC 16 matchup with Lemon next week. And Krista, first off, congratulations on the win. I know a lot of works went into this. Before we started, you mentioned you'd been to that region final several times and just couldn't push the envelope. This year, you were able to.
Yeah, you know, we've been there. This is our fourth time to be in that game. The last 3 years when we've gotten there, we've upset the number four seed, and we end up facing the number one team in the state. You know, the first year it was Castlewood, the second year it was DeSmet, and last year it was Woolsey-Wessington. You know, we end up getting beat by 30, and every summer that's the girls' goal, is to get back to that game and get better. And so to get back to that game and put ourselves in a better position, you know, again, we had the number one team in the state in our region, but we set ourselves up better this year being the number two seed. So to get back there, play in Dubrick, and to come out victorious, you know, that was something special for the girls because they went through some hard knocks, and just to know that their hard work does pay off eventually was a great life lesson for them.
And you did earn the second seed in the region, which meant you did get to play at home on Tuesday. Again, something I don't think your girls were used to. And ironically, Woolsey-Wessington was the opponent. A little bit of a slow start, it looked like, but then just kind of took control and took care of business. And, of course, it was a team you're familiar with.
Yeah. You know, I told the girls this season we've been talking about, it's just one game at a time. You know, I knew we had a special team. A lot of these girls have been with us for a very long time. They know the system. They know what we want. And when we got to postseason play, you know, we set ourselves up perfectly. And I had told them, once we get back now, you know, start this week, it's 0-0. You can't overlook anybody. You know, we've been that team that's been overlooked, and we've upset people, you know, 3 years in a row. So we can't be that team that overlooks somebody. And, you know, I knew Josh was going to have a good game plan to come in against us. You know, Woolsey's kind of the rival with James Valley, so it's always kind of that plays into the factor. And yeah, I just told the girls, they got to come in, be mentally, physically prepared. And we did. We kind of got off to a little slow start. You know, got a couple players in foul trouble. Our bench came in big for us, put in some good minutes. And they were able to pull out that win. We kind of just settled into the game. And finally, at the end of the game, we're just able to put them away and get on to that next game.
The next game was Thursday against Dubrick. Looked like Dubrick came out with the momentum. They were up 18-12 into the first quarter, but then you clamped down defensively. That 18 in the first quarter was almost half of what they scored for the rest of the game. So I suppose once the girls got a little relaxed, it looks like they took charge.
Yeah, you know, being in this game, too, is a little bit different for us being the higher seed. You know, we haven't been in this position before. You know, we do still have some youth on the court with starting two freshmen, you know, our senior and two juniors. They've been playing a long time, but they haven't had a lot of big game experience. And so that first quarter, you know, we came out, we were all kind of pressing a little bit. It took us a little bit to relax. Dubrick came out, give them credit, they were hot. You know, there was girls hitting for them that don't normally hit. But the one good thing about our team all season is when we get down, they just don't get flustered. They've been playing together long enough. You know, they know the system well enough that they just keep kind of just cracking back. And we always tell them, take it possession by possession. You know, we score, we hold. We score, we hold. You know, we did that. We came back in, settled in, and I was telling the coaches on the bus ride home, I was like, you know, that second half, it felt like it was a 2-4 point game the whole time. I was never quite relaxed, and I looked up, and there's a minute left, and I'm like, okay, we're fine. Now we're relaxed. The girls, You know, they played their hearts out. Again, we got in foul trouble. Our bench came in and gave us some huge minutes again, you know, which has been great for us, you know, going into these games. Our bench is getting more confidence, and, you know, our leadership has been great. You know, Kaylee, she's really kind of taken over that point guard role these last two games. Rihanna Hood, you know, last night did a great job. Lex has been in foul trouble the last couple games, but last night when she came in, or she came in and played, she hit some big shots for us. So, you know, we're just, everyone's doing their job, and we talk a lot about that, that, you know, do your job, be disciplined, and good things are going to happen.
You know, and the two games this week, you kind of went a couple of different ways. You mentioned Kaylee Robinson taking over the point. I believe she had 30 in the win over Woolsey Wessington. Then Thursday night, a little more balanced scoring. I think you had three girls in double figures, like 16, 11, and 10, something like that. A little more balance. And, you know, you found a different way to get the offense going to win.
You know, we talk a lot about that, too. You know, it's hard to defend five players that can score. It's easy to take one or two players out of the game. So we're always encouraging every one of our players that are on the floor, you need to shoot the ball. You have to be a threat. You know, you're getting into different situations. Like Tuesday night, we got two of our starters in foul trouble. You know, that situation, Kaylee just had to step up and take over, which she did a great job of. And the Dubrook game, you know, she was kind of struggling a little bit. Addie Knight stepped up, had a great game. Daryl Franzen came in and hit a couple of big shots for us. You know, Addie Bussell's just kind of been consistent for us all season, doing the things that she needs to do. And, you know, when you have five players on the court that can score, that's tough to defend. And we're just super proud of where our team is at right now going into our next game. And hopefully we can just find that consistency still and everyone just comes ready to play.
And the next game is next Thursday, a unknown opponent, basically, in Lemon. I assume the two schools have never met in anything before, and no common opponents here. I know you were right away, went to work Thursday night, Friday morning, getting information. You're still getting information, but you have at least a little idea what Lemon brings to the table now.
Yeah, we were able to get some game film. We, you know, reached out to a bunch of contacts and got some information from them. And, you know, being a West River team, we've never seen them before. I don't know if they've ever played them in the history of James Valley. But, you know, being a West River team, you know, there are going to be some ranchy girls that are going to fight hard and they're going to be battling it till the end. So they're definitely a team that we match up to pretty well from what I can tell so far. I've just been able to watch a little bit of game film on them. And I think it's going to be a great matchup for us, you know, coming into this. I always told the girls we're just going to fly under the radar and what will be. And fortunately, we were given a great setup here for how we fell into the SODAC 16. And I think, you know, it's going to be a great game, but I think it's definitely a winnable game for us.
And finally, just good for this group of girls, good for the school. Always fun when something like this pops up. You're one game away, but, boy, that's still going to be a tough 32 minutes traveling to Gettysburg.
Yeah, it is. You know, this group of girls has worked a long time to get to this point. They put in a lot of time. There's a lot of summer ball. There's a lot of summer workouts. There's a lot of individual workouts. And to see them be able to have that success after putting in all that work is great. You know, we've had them for the entire 5 years that I've been there, and they know our system. They know what we want. You know, I have two great assistant coaches that help us, you know, throughout the whole game. And, you know, it's a fun experience. We don't have that big game experience like other teams have had, but, you know, this is a team that's been working really hard and earning respect in the area. And, you know, for James Valley Christian to be back on top, you know, their girls program was powerful for quite a few years. Now we've rebuilt it, and we're earning that respect back, so it's great for them. You know, last night our crowd came, and they had great support for us. You know, going out to Gettysburg, we just hope we can take that support with us, and our crowd brings that fire, and that the girls just relax, and we keep telling them, just play our ball. Just be disciplined, do our things well, and everything else will take care of itself.
Krista Robinson, head coach, James Valley Christian Girls Vikings, play in the SODAC 16 this coming Thursday. They're the number 9 seed. They play number 8 seed Lemon in Gettysburg. That'll be a 6:30 tip-off. We do plan to have the game on the air, still sorting out which station we're going to be on, that sort of thing. We should have a little more clarity on that on Monday, but we will have the Vikings girls on the air Thursday as they play for a trip to the state tournament. We'll be back on Norby Center for Recreation Update as we wrap things up next on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And we continue on Dakota Sports Saturday, 8:34, and we talk with Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. The Tigers finished out their regular season at Brandon Valley on Thursday. A loss to Brandon Valley, finish out the regular season 7-13. We know they'll be on the road next Friday, just don't know the opponent yet. And Cody, go back to this week, and I know we talked about it Thursday night. You've had some, you've liked the way the girls have played defensively here, but we've kind of went into a funk offensively. But now we have a week to figure that out.
Yeah, you know, we've struggled to shoot the basketball here the last, you know, 3-4 games, you know, which has made it tough to, you know, compete, especially against some of the top-tier talent in the state. But, you know, I liked what I saw the last three quarters of the Brandon Valley game. So, you know, I like that we didn't quit. And, you know, and we just kept shooting the basketball and started to fall a little bit more,
you know,
in the game against Brandon. So, we need to just keep our confidence. You know, we need to stay attacking the basketball, and we need to, you know, just make it so that we believe that our shot's going to fall, because it's falling for us all year long. And hopefully we saw that again, you know, later on in the game against Brandon, and we can take that step and be ready to go on Friday to knock down some shots and give us a chance to compete.
Well, you go to the Gorman game, and you know, I think it's almost like we focus too much on how well Gorman plays defense, how well they press, and for the most part, we handled the press well. Unfortunately, we'd get in the half court, and it was almost like we acted like, well, we got to hurry up and shoot because we know how well they play defense, and just never got ourselves relaxed there.
Yeah, you know, they speed you up so well. You know, even when you break the press, it's like you said, you know, you feel confident. You feel like you got to win by breaking the press and getting it across half court. And then, you know, once you did, like you said, we had it so sped up. You know, but they speed you up in other ways than just, you know, than just pressuring the basketball in the full court. I mean, once you miss a shot, you know, they got down the court so fast in their fast break, you know, that it was just hard to stop them. And I think that the girls felt the pressure of that too. You know, if I make this shot, you know, I can, we don't have to, you know, it's not going to be as fast for them to get the ball back down the court. So everybody put too much pressure on themselves to shoot the basketball, you know, and to make the shot. And we all know that the more pressure you put on yourself to make a shot, the harder it is to shoot. So, We kind of just played into O'Gorman's hands on Tuesday night, you know, as far as, like you said, playing fast and, you know, and putting pressure on ourselves. And it just was a, you know, it was just a bad mix of things that happened on Tuesday night. But I thought our girls did a good job of erasing them and coming and showing up, you know, ready to play on Thursday. And ultimately, you know, being, you know, within striking distance of Brandon Valley from what I thought, you know, from the middle of the second quarter to the end of the game, you know, we were always within striking distance, just a couple of shots fall, you know, and on our end, and, you know, it's a 5-6 point game early on in the third quarter. So, again, our battle on Thursday night was nice to see, you know, and I thought that we showed that, you know, with making a few shots, we can, you know, we can be within 2-3 possessions of any team.
And you've said that all year. You've never questioned the effort of the girls, never questioned the effort, the focus of the team. And, you know, and that pops up on the defensive side of the ball, because that's really where we've been playing our best here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you look at outside of the O'Gorman game, you know, you look at, you know, the way we played defense, you know, against Sioux Falls Lincoln, the way we played defense against Watertown. I mean, you know, Watertown game, if we don't play defense, you know, that's the way, you know, the way the basketball you know, we scored the basketball on that Friday night in Watertown. I mean, that's probably a 20-point game if we don't show up and play defense with the high intensity and the effort that we did. So, again, you know, that's what I told the girls after that game was that's why you travel, your defense travels, you know, because you never know when shots aren't going to fall. So, we got to keep focused on that. You know, obviously we'll have a little bit of some time to prepare for the, you know, the team that we're going to play next Friday. And we'll be able to, you know, we'll be able to make some adjustments defensively. But, you know, as long as our effort and our energy show up good there, you know, we'll focus on moving on from the next shot, even if it's a miss, and, you know, getting right and next play mentality. And hopefully shots fall come next Friday.
You know, and you mentioned travel with the defense. We know we are going to travel next Friday, and that's about all we know right now. We're not even sure what seed will be because there's five games, I believe, being played today all in the afternoon, and a couple of those will have an effect on us one way or another. And so we're not really sure of the feed. We're seed. We're not really sure of who the opponent's going to be. You have an idea of maybe three different teams, but that is about as close as you can carve it down right now.
Yeah, you're right. You can sit and play the guessing game on who's going to win today and who's going to lose and what's going to go on. But right now, just kind of standing pat, kind of have an idea of three different teams. And once we get that idea tonight, we'll know tonight, obviously, at some point, and we'll get to work on the film study and seeing the adjustments that we need to make, and hopefully we can get the right game plan together and. You know, I keep saying to the girls, it only takes one time now. Only one win and we're in the state tournament. It doesn't matter who it is again, what's going on with it, but it only takes one win. So we'll be prepared. I know our girls will show up with the maximum effort, and, you know, we'll be ready to go next Friday.
And just wrap it up with this. I know you got a little ranching work to do this morning, but wrap it up with this. The beauty of the SODAC 16, you do have that week to prepare so you can get your plan in. And I always say the SODAC 16, it's a game for the team, but really it's the seniors have to lead you through this one.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and we have six seniors, you know, so we'll have quite a few seniors, you know, compared to most teams. So, yeah, you know, this is, you know, they're guaranteed one more week, you know, four more practices in a game. So, you know, and we rely heavily on our seniors, obviously, anyway, you know, throughout the whole season. So they know what this is about, and they know what it means to, you know, to make it to a state tournament and the drought that the Huron girls basketball team has had. So, I have no doubt in my mind that they'll be ready to go. Again, you know, I like the step that we took in the right direction on Thursday against Brandon Valley. And, you know, we're going to go out and we're gonna give it our all. And, you know, hopefully we put a little pressure on the team that is preparing for us. And, you know, they're thinking about us and making it tough for them. So,
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tiger girls basketball team. Wrap up the regular season Thursday, 7-13. Now await an opponent. They'll be somewhere Friday night for the SODAC 16. We'll have the game on the air on Tiger 95. One last break. We'll talk with Joey Mitchell, executive director from the Norby Center for Recreation, his monthly update on happenings there. That's next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, we get our monthly update from the Nordby Center for Recreation. Executive Director Joey Mitchell joins us here as we get set for the month of March here in just a few days. And Joey, a couple of different things we want to talk about. And I guess the first thing, it hasn't started yet. It is coming up here once we get into the month of March. But I know people circle the calendar. A sign-up will begin for the summer day camp.
You're exactly right, Jeff. We're excited that, again, another year has flown by. In March, every year, the end of February, beginning of March, we start the sign-ups for our summer day camp. We'll host 25 boys and 25 girls.
And just give us the details on that. And I know, because like I said, it's very popular, and usually you fill it every year.
You're exactly right. It kind of blows my mind that we can fill 50 kids. You know, it's kind of grown every year since COVID, actually. We used to do 35 kids, and we see the need more and more each year. You know, as you mentioned, we fill it still. And then there are people that are still call and ask, you know, after it's full, if there's spots available. So as I mentioned, we see the need in the community, so we have upped the numbers in the last few years here recently, you know, taking 15 to 20 more kids. The activities that these kids do on a daily basis, you know, we have gym space, we have a pool here on site. We take them on weekly field trips to get them out in the community, seeing different things, you know, at Putters and Scoops or downtown to Splash Central. We try to keep the kids active. And I like to hang my hat on that when parents come to pick their kids up at 5:30 each day, the kids are tired. You know, some of them are even sleeping, and we have to wake them up to go home at 5:30. But that's a successful day, if you ask me. For details for camp, though, camp runs from 7:45 in the morning to 5:30 each day, Monday through Friday. It starts on the Tuesday after the holiday, so we're starting May 28th. We'll run May 28th, and it'll run 11 weeks through the end of, or into August. We'll end August 9th. It'll be a Friday, August 9th. That's 11 weeks. Lunch is provided either by the Huron School District Nutrition Program, or we provide it here at the Morby Center on off days or days or weeks that there isn't lunch. So the different activities are, we use the gym, like I mentioned, we use the pool, field trips. The kids are very active. There's no doubt about that.
Now, sign-up begins, I think you said, March 4th, and the sign-up is in two stages. Explain how that works.
Yes, you're right. The first sign-up is March 4th. That is for all returning day campers from last year. So if you went to day camp last year in 2023, you are grandfathered into camp in 2024. So the first 2 weeks, we allow a time slot there for the returners to get their spots if they wish to do so. After the 2 weeks, on March 18th, the camp will open to the public. And then whatever spots we have open, it'll be a first come, first served. And again, those will pretty much be available at 5 o'clock in the morning on the 18th.
And again, just to reiterate that too, it's 50 kids total, 25 boys, 25 girls.
You're exactly right. 50 kids total, 25 boys, 25 girls. And that's another thing COVID kind of taught us about day camp, you know. We're able to kind of specialize. We split the boys and girls, so we're able to specialize with the girls' activities, and we're able to specialize boys' activities. I know last year there was a week or two of, like, an example of spa week. Girls were doing nails and hair and manicures, pedicures. You know, that's not really an activity for boys, where we got them outside playing in some mud and different activities, a little roughhouse and things like that.
Okay, so we'll move on, and next thing, I guess maybe the biggest news right now is, and when you gave me the list, you kind of held it for last, but the pool is back open.
You're exactly right. It's been a long 3.5-4 weeks there. It's kind of crazy how much it gets used. And the different people, or members, or guests, or just anyone, you know, having an indoor pool, it's a huge amenity for us to have here. Especially being in South Dakota, you know, where we're inside 8-9 months out of the year. But it did, the pool circulation pump went out 3.5 weeks ago. We were able to finally get a new pump in last week, and they were able to get it up and running. It took 5 days for the temperature and chemicals to get up to par. But we're there now. So, yes, the pool's back open. You're able to use it as you were in the past.
And kind of leading on that, too, you had to update equipment. Well, you do have some a couple of new pieces of equipment you want to tell us about.
Yes, you're exactly right. We got the new pool pump, but as you mentioned, there's more new things that if you aren't a swimmer. We got a new SciFit, so that's used for legs and arms, a cardio machine. It's a big machine off of, like, cardio rehab.
So if you have heart surgery or something like that, this is a great machine for that. We used to have one. It had been aged and kind of it did its time, so we replaced it. With that, we also replaced or added a deadlifting platform. In the past year, we've used mats that were kind of disposable to use in and out, but we are glad to actually offer a location and spot to do deadlifting now that is equipment rated for doing that exercise. And then the last of those things for now, we do have a whole new set of dumbbells. We have them here on site. We're just waiting for the rack to show up, and they will be put out for the use.
Going to talk with Joey Mitchell with the Norby Center for Recreation. And as we get set to kind of wrap it up here, Joey, I guess you kind of said March is kind of your transition month as you're starting to finish up some of those winter activities and starting to look forward to a spring and summer.
You're exactly right. And we're transitioning. We have 2 weeks left of our youth basketball league on Sundays. That'll go into March 1 week there. But then, like you mentioned, we're transitioning. We start a transition here into the JO volleyball season. We don't actually host the volleyball teams anymore, but we do host their practices. So the JO volleyball members will be in and out. They'll buy memberships for practicing here, and they'll be in and out our facility, you know, after lunch and in the evenings. There's 18 different teams, I think, and about half of them practice here. So that'll be our transition into the JO volleyball season.
But with that, too, the regular activities, just the normal workout, I'm sure pickleball is still popular and will stay that way. So if somebody's just looking for something different to do, something fun to do, just meet with you or one of your staff, because you can find a program, something that is going to interest anybody.
You're exactly right. And as you mentioned, pickleball, that has continued to grow and will continue to grow. It's the fastest growing sport in the nation right now, and you know, we're seeing it here, too. There's people of all ages and demographics that are playing pickleball. You know, you don't need to be skilled at pickleball to play pickleball, or you don't need to be an athlete, or you don't need to be young. It's for everyone. So that's a fun activity to, you know, burn some calories without really thinking about it.
And just wrap it up with this, you know, we kind of overloaded on information. It seemed like just a couple of things, but really a lot of information. If anybody has questions, call Facebook page, website. There's a lot of ways to get all the information.
You're exactly right. Our biggest use is our Facebook. We use our website, too. But Facebook is the fastest channel to getting information out to everyone. Well, it gets on Facebook first, and then we put it on our website and call people. But Facebook is the biggest channel, listening on the radio, or just give us a call here and we can get you up to date.
Joey Mitchell, again, Executive Director of the Nordby Center for Recreation, is they're starting to transition a bit, finishing up some of those winter activities, getting set for spring and summer. But I give them a call or stop by for all the details. We'll be back on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Joey Mitchell, Executive Director, Nordby Center for Recreation. Give them a call. Check out their Facebook.